Lieutenant Governor Sean Parnell has asked state House and Senate leaders to extend the planned one-day special session on August 10th in Anchorage.
Alaskans pay some of the highest motor fuel prices in the nation. And on September 1st, those gas prices are going to rise even more in Alaska when a one-year suspension of the state motor fuel tax expires. And so I am calling on legislators to extend or even repeal the motor fuel tax suspension with most of them, as well as other legislators, and ask their support in expanding the call of their special session to include picking this up.
The measure would suspend the 8-cent a gallon motor fuel tax 2 more years. The brief session was initially called to deal with 2 specific issues. However, Senate President Gary Stevens says legislative leaders will discuss Parnell's request. Stevens does agree there is an unlimited agenda when the legislature calls itself into session. And while other subjects could come up, Stevens says this particular session was designed to limit itself, and he has already turned down requests from other senators to expand the call.
The reason we're having it in Anchorage, frankly, is a concern on the part of the House members that they'd be able to do it all in one day and leave that evening for home. So since that is the case, we're just not going to be able to get into any long-involved consideration of bills that were stuck last session.
The first issue legislators plan to meet on is the confirmation of Commissioner of Military and Veterans Affairs Craig Campbell as the new lieutenant governor. House Rules Chairman John Coghill says the quick confirmation of Campbell is necessary on the outside chance something were to happen to the new governor.
That would take the legislature into a very awkward place, and it would put Alaska in probably some legal entanglements that we'd just have to work through. The timing of it was very important that we go ahead and just discharge that.
The other reason for the one-day session is to vote on whether to override Governor Palin's budget vetoes, particularly her rejection of $28 million in federal stimulus money to address energy needs. Senate President Stevens says he has enough votes to override the energy stimulus veto.